She made, I picked cotton within 2 weeks before I married. She made all my clothes, my wedding clothes and the children's clothes.
When did you call those that had the pretty design stitched on them? Were those comforters too?
Some of those were pieced and appliqued, but made out of silk and wool scraps. Those pretty ones were. But usually we'd tack comforts, you know, put them in frames, tack them, and that was a real nice thing to do.
You used to get together for that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and made our own carpets. When I married, I had enough carpeting. We're carpet right now. We wore our clothes and we patched our clothes. Mm-hmm. And when we couldn't wear them anymore, we'd take the best parts out, piece quilts out of, mm-hmm. and the other part wasn't so good, but we'd tack for carpet rags. And we'd tack those little strips, we'd tear those, and we'd tack those little strips together. And there's a lady who wove them. Mm-hmm. It's Mrs. Hardy Steers, where the neighbor lives near us, that for 10 cents a yard.
Gee.
And,
of course, a dime, I guess, was a lot of money then, wasn't
it? Yes, I know I had enough carpeting for that one room I had when I married. And we put oat straw under that carpeting and newspapers and things to make it warmer.
Uh-huh. Huh.
Yeah, we pumped all of our water. We didn't have any ice. I didn't know what an orange was only at Christmas. And right now, when I smell oranges, it makes me think of Christmas. It really does. We'd get an orange in the heel of our stocking every Christmas. Mm. We'd never have oranges any other time.
Did you have any special greeting on Christmas morning when you got up that you'd holler at the other children?
Oh, no. We had our stockings hung up. We'd see what we'd always get. Probably wouldn't cost more than a dollar for the whole family, but everyone was happy.
Uh-huh.
And do you know that I can remember to this day nearly every gift I ever got on those Christmases. We really did appreciate them more than children do nowadays.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get toys all through the year.
No, we didn't get only at Christmas. And I can remember nearly everything we ever got in those days. No, we didn't have a Christmas tree at our place. We hung up our stocking.
Hmm. When did you put on your beds to cover them? Well, when you made them in the morning, did you put them on?
For nice, just a white sheet usually. Sometimes we had what they called a white counterpane.
Mm-hmm.
And agents would come around, peddlers. Sometimes we'd get a real pretty one with color in it, buy it from this peddler.
Mm.
And he would sell. That was quite an event when he came around with his pack.
Mm. Oh, he had a pack?
Oh, yes, he had a pack.
Did he have a mule or a wagon or
yes,
just on his back?
He had a wagon
mm-hmm.
cart. And he'd come in, and that was quite an event. He'd undo his pack,
mm-hmm.
and we'd buy pretty laces and things from the peddler.
Oh,
that was quite an event.
then you got the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yes, our first bedroom suit at home there was golden oak, and they ordered it from Sears and Roebuck, and it was real cheap, and it was real nice. I can remember the half dugout where they said I was born. Of course, they had a house with two rooms, my earliest remembrance was. And Roger burned it down. He tried to light a lantern and got the fire and burned it down in 1894.
Hmm.
Burned it to the ground.
Gee, he wasn't very old then, was he?
No, he was just 3 years old.